So I have mic on.
1, 2, 3, tiddly baby, tiddly baby. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops. He invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral or so to know.
All right, all right. Hello, and thank you for tuning into this Brew Happy Radio Show. I'm your host, Damian DeBizer, as the voice of beer. And we got DJ Fitzmagic here on the Bells and Whistles, giving us Fitz Hits to bring your ears pleasure as you enjoy your next favorite beer.
I like how every week is a different introduction.
I don't know. I thought we'd mix it up a little bit.
I do appreciate it. You know, it's not too bad. It's not a bad introduction.
You could always do your own introduction if you wanted.
I could do that. I think it would be a little strange if I did that, but
I could just be like, hey, I'm Damian, and Ryan and John are here.
Yeah, right. There's other people. Moving on. Right. That's okay.
Speaking of John, our good friend, our good friend and sponsor, John Paul from Paul Cigars is here.
Yeah, it's not so much smoking weeks anymore, but at least we get a day. Tomorrow should be 71, they said. Oh, my God. It could be the last 70-degree day for like 6 months of hibernation.
The last peak. Last peak of warm day.
Listen to this real quick. Speaking of things that are warm.
Oh, baby.
What do you got in your hand there?
A taste of home.
He's talking dangerous, folks.
Yeah, hey, have you ever wanted to lick the walls and feel right at home?
I'm not in a Willy Wonka movie.
Well, if this is what was on the walls, I'm sure you'd taste your home real quick.
Is it a schnozberry?
No, it's a first of all, this is a February 1st, 2008 is when it was distilled. It was a refill in an ex-sherry cask. Now, this is aromas of clove, ginger, and cinnamon, and they're complemented by notes of custard, figgy pudding, and pancakes with syrup on a plentiful palate. I'm about to pour out the Caderas that he just poured me, and I'm going to have some of this. This is a global gathering cask, and this is from the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society.
And it's a gathering. It's to celebrate the gathering.
The gathering.
Gathering. They release special things for a global gathering of whiskey people.
We need a pour cup so I can get rid of this Caderas.
Really?
I'm going to smell this real quick. Yeah.
Give me the Caderas, man. I love that stuff.
I know you do. There you go.
I'll drink it.
You drink
it. Here, just pour it in.
Pour that in there.
Hey, and our bartender loves it too. So
Kyle.
Boo on you.
Shoot out to Kyle.
Shoot out to Kyle.
Shoot out.
Yeah, shout out to Kyle. Thanks, Kyle. What are you pouring in there?
Caderas. You haven't even had the Caderas yet.
Ooh.
Liquor before beer in the clear. Beer before liquor.
The gathering.
You'll be enjoying yourself quicker. Oh, maybe. That smells much better than the peaty sherry.
That's
well,
good.
You don't like the peat.
I don't like the peat as much. That one was a little peatier than I think.
Yeah.
This is a taste of home.
This has nothing to do with peat. And what's unique about this one is a lot of times they're put into a bourbon barrel first for like 10 years, and then the last 2 years is in a sherry barrel. But this one was put into a sherry butt the first time. So all 12 years it was in a sherry butt.
This is great. There's so many fruit flies.
Yeah.
This is great. I prefer this way over the Caderas. Yeah.
It's a taste of home.
It tastes like home. It tastes
pancakes
like
pancakes with syrup.
Okay, so I didn't tell you. So last week, a few days ago, I sent you guys a message privately, right? And I was like, "Hey, this is what I'm drinking." And I showed you a picture of three different bottles on my bar, and it was a peach brandy.
Oh, I saw that peach brandy.
The Dingle.
Other two I recognize. Yeah, Dingle.
The Dingle, and then the gunpowder proof rum.
Oh, yes, right, Presser.
Presser. So what I do, and the first time I ever had this drink, I actually was in New Jersey. It was in Philadelphia, which made it even more because I was in an old timey like bar. It was one of the old like turn of the century like saloon style like out back in the 1800s kind of thing. So
wow.
But then they were all in the like period centennial pieces. Oh. It was really cool. Well, I had this Boston warmer is what they called it. And it was a combination of hot or warmed apple cider, and then a mixture of rum, brandy, and whiskey.
That does sound interesting.
So I do that at home all the time. I've been doing it for years. Erica knows. And, and actually, she doesn't mind it as long as I don't heavy on the whiskey. But I went with a Dingle, which is a good whiskey.
Well, it's good for that because it's metal. Buttery.
It's the metal, right.
It's better than a Scotch.
Right. So with the Dingle, and
the
I went a half ounce for that one. And half ounce on the rum, which is the gunpowder proof, which is strong.
Okay.
And then about a quarter of an ounce of the peach brandy. So just a little bit of the sweetness.
Whoa.
And then I take the Simply. I like the Simply apple cider.
Yeah.
I heated that up for about 2 minutes and threw those in there. Did get a little stir just to get all things moving. Man, I was asleep in about an hour.
Ha!
Oh, it's so warm.
And sugary, too.
It's sugary.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's warm, and then there's the alcohol content, which, if you think about it, it's about two or so shots. It's so good. The next time we have a gathering, maybe for Halloween, I'll bring some and we can get a hot plate or something. It's really good. I think you'll enjoy it.
You know what I got to bring one day? Is I got to get some. They make espresso martinis.
Yeah.
Espresso.
Yeah.
I know. I've made them.
And
nothing like falling asleep while you're wide awake.
No, but listen. What they do for the alcohol is they use a really peated whiskey.
Do they really?
Yes. And it makes it, you sort of like all espresso, but you take out the vodka.
Okay.
I would assume. Right?
Well, that's what I was talking about with the Patron last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take out the vodka and you put in the peated stuff and they're baby.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous how good things of alcoholic proportions go together.
Yeah. You know what else is good? This Sullivan's Gulch I got in my glass.
Is that what you're drinking? You got some beer?
Yeah, yeah. It's called We Love Sullivan's Gulch. There was a fire in this neighborhood right near the brewery. Took down an entire apartment building.
Oh, gosh.
And I think 3 people were hurt. I think one person may have died due to their injuries. I think it was like a few days later. But the proceeds for this beer, we featured on the show a while back. It goes towards the recovery operation for that building and the people that lived in it.
A prost then to this beer.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, Culmination's always doing really cool things like that to help out the community that they've grown.
Which
in.
Is where we're at, by the way.
Yeah, we are here at our host location, Culmination
Brewing.
We don't
even say anything like
that. I know. It's like, where are we in the stinky basement again?
No, we're it's not a stinky. Is it a stinky basement?
John and I had a separate text today.
Oh, okay.
And he said that he goes. Sue and I were at Culmination.
Yeah.
And Morgan was wondering where we were at
why we're never here.
Why we're never here.
Oh.
And I said, does that mean we don't have to be in Damien's stinky basement anymore? And she goes, yeah, that's what she said too.
Yeah. She kept going, why are you in his basement? Why aren't you here?
Well, when you call it a basement instead of the recording studio, then yeah, it sounds it doesn't sound as glamorous.
I could say my bedroom is the recording studio.
I could say my bathroom is the recording studio.
No, a bathroom's
at home porn.
A bathroom,
but that's not
true. A bathroom's a terrible recording studio.
Yeah, bathroom porn.
It's bathrooms are great for testing out acoustics of your own voice by yourself with nobody else around.
It depends on the bathroom. If I'm honest.
My God, a whoop-de-doo, oh my God, what a play.
He's talking about football now.
Oh yeah, he's John's watching the game.
I'm drinking the beer.
And
why? You know why?
Why?
Because we always have our show during Monday Night Football. Every Monday Night Football means I can't listen to
tonight. The Cincinnati.
We actually have that theme song.
I know we do.
Versus the Tennessee Titans, and I have the over. And we're really close, and I have a Tennessee +6.
Oh.
And
so I'm drinking Orion's Spelt.
Yeah.
Oh, I had that last. Oh, that's what I had when I was here before.
Yeah.
It's a nice,
really
it's an easy drinking
it
beer.
Is.
It's about 5% or so. It just is clean, you guys.
Clean.
It's really clean.
With no caffeine.
No, hey, you
clean
know what?
Clean with no caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
Great. A mixture of hops, and it's a really yummy beer. I think I'm going to go with something a little darker before we leave, but I'm also enjoying a taste of home. This is a good whiskey right here. But
good
what
whiskey.
Are you drinking? That looks like a fancy glass.
Yes, I'm drinking.
The fuck is that?
The Planets Consumed.
I almost got that one.
Yeah.
That was a heavy one.
It's an IPA, 7.3%.
That's a heavy one.
And that And it is a American IPA, and that's all the information they're going to give you.
Now, that is a really good beer.
Mercus, yeah.
That is replacing the Sunspotter in the
IPA?
Hoppy rotation, the Hoppy IPA rotator series that...
it just came out, too. That's
that
what
is
I love
solar
about
inspired.
Yeah, that's what Kyle said. He goes, this is brand new. I go,
brand new.
I haven't had the Orions yet.
Always want the brand new, especially in IPAs.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Fresh.
So yeah, that's gonna be pretty fresh. That is new as of last week. I think it came out of the tank last week.
Whoa!
And we blew through all the cans already. So if any of my beer buyers out there in the Bruniverse are listening to this, sorry, but we'll have more in a couple of weeks.
You already blowing the cans?
You know what John would say to that?
Yeah, we
smoke it.
Yeah, we did a small batch.
We make more.
Well, yeah, we did a small batch because we have new people on the crew. And
how's the crew?
All the Tom.
Where's
all
Tom
the stuff that they haven't made before. Tomas. We're starting them off on a smaller batch, just in case.
No, he's drunk by now.
Tomas is at home. No, he's at home with his wife April.
Oh,
yep, they're having a dinner night.
Well, I mean. Yeah, we miss you, Tom.
Yeah.
Come back to work soon.
They both had the night off, so.
Well, that's lucky. That's always a lucky thing.
I did invite him.
Yeah.
But.
He was like, respectfully, fuck off.
My wife is.
He
says his wife is.
The morning.
Yeah, his wife is prettier than us, so.
Yeah, by all three of us combined, yes. All my facial features and your charisma. I mean, you're a pretty good looking guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. I made fun of your face. God. Did I tell you I told Kyle? I went to go get a beer. I go, Kyle. He goes, oh, do I know you? I was like, no, but I know you. And he's like, okay. I was like, I'm getting my beers with the hairy guy in the other room. He goes, all right. I was like, that's pretty funny. And he goes, yeah, I can't wait to tell him.
The hairy guy.
You are a hairy guy.
I'm actually not.
You are.
Just from the neck up.
Facially. And
yeah, but that's all we could see. Yeah.
That's good.
So we're just all we want to see, trust
that
me.
Your whole body is covered with hair because that's what it looks like it should be.
You're like a wildebeest.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I do shed like a Wookiee.
See, that's what we're telling you. And you wax regularly? Is that what you're saying?
No,
only
I don't.
From the thighs down.
Yeah, no. I just...
Waxy-maxy.
Yeah, baby!
Just got smooth, silky skin,
Jesus
baby.
Christ.
I don't know. It just comes natural.
Oh, he shaves.
I don't shave. I don't.
He uses Nair.
I don't do that either.
It's easier.
I don't do that either.
Wash off in the shower.
That stuff is crazy.
That stuff actually will give you a skin rash.
I know.
More than a skin rash.
I put that in somebody's shampoo as a prank one time.
Oh,
they came back looking like a leprosy incubation.
Oh, yeah. I was in. Well,
oh my God,
I mean, I kind of did.
Horrible.
Hey, whatever, man. They owed me 3 months of rent. Fuck her.
I remember her.
Moving
on. John, that's right. You were there.
Yeah.
She involuntarily shaved her head that month.
Well, you know.
Yeah. That was San Rafael.
Shouldn't have pissed me off.
Moving on.
Multiple times.
Moving on. You know what this show needs? More, like, donuts.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be good with their beer, donuts.
I brought donuts the one
time.
And now you're like...
I feel like it's a common thing.
Oh, it needs to be more
usually
of a thing.
Usually there's treats. Right. When we're in the stinky studio, we usually have treats on the
stinky
table.
Stinky studio.
Down in the SS.
Yeah.
SS
you guys
Minnow.
Really think the basement smells?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'm just being
It
fun.
Will when it starts raining.
Oh. So the first rain of the year...
Was it bad because the ground absorbed it?
It started to come in a little bit, but...
wait until this weekend.
Yeah. No,
Pineapple
rough.
Express
We got the landlord on cleaning out the gutters and everything and pulling out all
the
stuff.
You guys have a French drain along
the
other side, right?
Away from the house.
You didn't clean the gutters? You had the landlord clean the gutters?
The landlord had a person come clean the gutters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
That's
not part of my rental agreement to go up.
You already do enough help me.
To climb 10 feet in the air? No, that's not part of my
rental agreement. You already do enough maintenance for that guy anyway.
I do.
He loves it. For it.
Yeah.
That's not the point of this.
I fixed the door jams and a bunch of other stuff that was wrong on the
property. Speaking of really nice things, if you come to Culmination, the outdoor patio is not only still open, but now the covers are down so you stay nice and warm with the heaters on.
Yeah. And it's warmer out there than it is inside.
Holy shit, it's warmer out there.
Yeah, you see I closed the garage door here.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. But yeah, the heaters are great.
Heaters are fantastic.
Come sit outside of Culmination Brewing if you haven't been here. It's one of the best spots this side of the I-5 corridor. It's fun. It's great. We love it.
Yeah.
It's not the best spot, but it's one of the best.
It is definitely one of the best.
You know, I wouldn't be one tonight.
What?
Rooftop bar.
Oh, rooftop bars are
it's cold right now.
Moving up in popularity.
It's cold right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but
though.
It's cold. What's cold
as shit.
But
yeah, it's like really
cold. And it's moon.
And well, yeah, it is.
Heaters.
When you got
the
a nice
out.
Big moon and you got heaters, but on something like okay, so
like Migration rooftop, it's windy as shit.
You'd Migration is a no go.
You'd freeze to death.
So
sorry,
it's 10 barrels
but
up there.
Ten barrels isn't that high though.
Yeah, barrels insulated by bigger buildings around it.
Migration's
yeah,
up like above
not as bad.
Everything.
That's true.
Yeah,
and it's right next to 405.
Yeah, Migration's too high up.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but it is beautiful.
It is pretty high up.
I did get a pretty good picture sitting up there.
It's beautiful.
But outside of that, like you can tell even in the picture, I couldn't drink my beer without my hair getting in my beer. Sure.
Remember, we went to Brothers Cascade, and they each have their own heater for each table.
Oh, it's great.
That you control.
It's great.
Speaking of.
So when I left, I turned off like four of them because no one turns them off.
I know.
So I turned them off.
Nice.
Yeah. Speaking of Brothers Cascadia, I got my new Cascadia Brothers sweatshirt.
There you go.
Keeping you warm.
Pretty good.
There we go.
Hey.
And guess who else has got it?
There you go. I need one.
But you're in camouflage. We can barely see you.
I know.
Just from the face up.
It's hard. Yeah, just the hairy part.
Well. I didn't pick it out.
Your
but
eyes are just glowing.
I do rather like it. It's unique.
We want to thank everyone for listening to this week's episode and every week's episode. Because
and tolerating us droning on like this.
It's actually nice to talk just about regular things and not always about beer. But we do appreciate you talking to us and listening to us about talking about,
Let us know what's going on in your life.
Drinking about beer. You can find us all over the interwebs as far as where podcasts are found, whether that's on Google, Apple, Peacock, not on Peacock. That was a joke. But we could be on Peacock. But we're all over the interwebs.
Peacock?
You guys, yeah, it's a streaming video service.
Is that like an NBC thing?
Yeah, it's actually theirs. Yeah. It's
oh, okay. NBC. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But of course, if you just want to find us wherever podcasts are found, we are out there. Just hit the Google machine and you'll find us. Guys, we're also all over the social medias as far as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We post daily about things that are happening, beers we can drink, fun news and events. We're working on it. We're getting better. We're getting those analytics about what you guys see and get more things availability wise for you and visibility wise for you. So if you have any comments or questions or you want us to try and get something out there, just let us know. We will do our best to make that happen.
Yeah. Speaking of current events, Colin Powell died.
Okay. That's super sad. Moving on.
Yeah. So, well, I think we should do a prose to him.
Yeah, he was a patriot and a man who helped.
Yeah. I served under him in the Air Force.
He's fantastic.
Great guy.
Yeah.
I actually wish he would have run for president.
You know what? He was too smart.
He was too smart.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He
doesn't want to have.
You have to know how much responsibility that is.
And stress. That's crazy.
That's just easier to pull the strings from other places.
And be powerful, semi-powerful.
It's ridiculous.
But there's always having a boss above you.
It's always have to answer to things that you didn't do anything about because
it
was from the previous administration.
Or the 5,000 employees you have.
That's ridiculous. Anyway, that is sad. We will greatly miss the path he made for the American people.
I mean, you know, he had to make a lot of tough calls in his long, varied career.
Did a lot of Afghanistan stuff and things.
And,
a lot of Iraq.
You know, I don't envy his job, and I don't agree with all of his decisions, but he was a good guy, and he was a good commander.
Yeah.
So cheers.
Toast.
Cheers.
Cheers. Back to what I was saying before you decided to just butt in there with the sad news.
Butt in there with the sad news.
That's you said current events.
I did. We do want to talk about current events and beer, though.
We could talk about Halloween.
Yeah, it's coming up. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Okay.
And, of course, the Holiday Beer Fest is coming back. They got her all signed up unless they said something really drastic happens.
Yeah, that's right. We are, of course, all over the place, and so check us out on social media as well. If you guys want to support the show, go to patreon.com/brewhappy. For $5 you get some really fun swag and gifts from us that we send out on a pretty regular basis to all of our Patreon members.
That reminds me, I have postcards for you guys to write to the Patreon subscribers.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, so I got these cool postcards from Von Ebert.
Thanks, Von Ebert.
Yeah.
Post to Von Ebert.
So if you're listening to this and you're a Patreon subscriber, we're going to have some customized messages coming from us
That's right.
Here at Brew Happy.
I'll write something inspirational. John will write a dirty slur. And
Damon, it will be a dirty slur.
A limerick, maybe?
I love how he's genuinely offended.
I wouldn't write something that bad.
What's wrong with you?
No, I can't wait to write something to one of you guys out there, and we do appreciate you. So if you want to support the show, $5 is where you get to get the good stuff, but as little as $1 really does help. All of that ends up going towards new mics and cables. It pays for SD cards. Sometimes it pays for beers. Sometimes it pays for gas to go to places. You guys, and we, as we come out of COVID, we're going to get some good things coming into what will, I believe, be season 10 of the Brew Happy Show, which is an incredible feat. We're going to be doing a lot more traveling, a lot more breweries as we come out of COVID, and we're going to be going more places, seeing more things, drinking more people, having more beers on the show. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a lot of fun coming into 2022. And I, you guys, if you want to support the show and hang out on the ride, there's going to be more overpour. There's going to be more exclusives. So go to patreon.com/brewhappy. Little as $1, you can help support the show today.
You know what I want to talk about? That awesome playlist you made.
Yeah, baby!
All right. Well,
the playlist is great.
Yeah, the playlist is curated by
Brew Happy Tunes on
Fitzmagic here, and it's the Brew Happy Tunes playlist. You can find it on Spotify, and there's about 100 songs, maybe more, on there that Ryan has hand-picked himself. We do rotate it from time to time, and
I just took a bunch off and put a bunch on.
Okay, so yeah, yeah. I noticed that when I was driving around the other day.
Got some new stuff.
I listened to it just about. I wouldn't say every day, but most of the time when I'm in my car. I'm not in my car every day. Like Sunday, I took the day off.
So I have, before I have to tell you, I have many playlists in my Spotify.
Oh, account. I'm sure you do. You are quite the music aficionado,
and
I got to tell you.
Every week, Spotify updates me with a playlist of songs of like new releases.
Spotify suggests to you a playlist for your playlist?
Right. And then I go through that playlist and I pick things that I like and they go into different playlists.
Oh, shit.
Stuff that I will use in the future, stuff that's all instrumental.
Like, well, I wouldn't use this for the Brew Happy playlist, but I might use this for my sexy sounds in the tub playlist.
Right, or just I'm on the treadmill and this is what I want to listen to.
Yeah, motivation.
Right,
yeah. Ooh.
So in my playlist of it, I call it Mew. It's M E W. It's Mew, which
there's
is
cat songs.
It's new music.
Oh,
Mew.
But with an M or an N?
M E W. Mew.
That's a cat noise.
Mew.
So are they cat songs?
No. It's just my new music that I'm going to add to the Brew Happy Show playlist at one point.
Mew.
To do a Monday show.
New Mew.
Yeah, new Mew.
Okay.
So this is one of the songs.
I get you.
I put it on a while ago.
Here he goes. Let us know what you feel, and hope you enjoy it.
There's some whores in the house.
Uh-huh.
There's some whores in the house. I said certified freak, 7 days a week, wet ass pussy, make that pull out game weak, beat it up baby, catch a charge, extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top. I wanna ride. I
do. Ladies love Brew Happy. How about you?
Hey there, I'm Squeaky Pete. Are you looking to get the word out about your beer-related business? Did you know that podcasts have been rising in popularity since they were first known as audio blogging in the 1980s? With podcasts catching hold in the late 2004, there are more than 115,000 English-speaking podcasts available. Hundreds of them talk about beer, but only one will make you happy, Brew Happy. Advertise with us and get the word out about your business to more than 30,000 listeners. For more info, contact brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Woo-ha!
This is Casey Helwig with Imperial Yeast, and you're listening to the Brew Happy Show.
John, I need more beer.
Ego while it's inside, I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. From the top, they get dropped. That's some wet ass pussy. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you've got for this wet ass pussy. My head game is fire, Punani Dasani. It's going in dry and it's coming out soggy. If he fuck me an ass, whose is it? When I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name, ah. From the top, make it drop. That's some wet ass pussy. Get a bucket and a mop. It's so wet and gushy. I'm talking wet, wet, wet. That's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wet.
It's pretty smart because then you can hear everything.
I've been doing this for years in the shower. I didn't know that you could make money off of this.
I just can't. I'm sorry. I laughed in so hard into the microphone.
You did.
It's so loud.
I can't hear anymore.
I'm sorry. Okay, now.
I'm going to have to turn that down in post.
Yeah. You're definitely
going to probably still be too loud.
Nice!
That too.
Someone's scoring
damn
over
it.
Here.
No, we dropped the interceptions.
Okay, so now I muted you before you could react to that song. And I can't believe the words that came out of your mouth afterwards. I won't repeat them. So that's Richard Cheese. And obviously that's WAP.
Obviously that's not his real name. That's a pretty good
stage. You don't think so?
It's a pretty Richard Cheese? Come on.
Stick Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that sounds like a made-up name, but it's a good make-up name.
So,
you know what my stage name is?
No.
What?
Singapore Feeny.
Oh, okay.
My friends call me Sing for short.
So John didn't know who Richard Cheese was, really.
No, I didn't know who Richard Cheese was.
And he doesn't know what his gig is about.
No. Nope.
And I tried to explain to him real quickly on the break that he does covers of other people's songs, and he said, that was a real song? And so that was a real song.
Yeah.
So this is where your job comes in next here, and then we'll come back. So this is for John.
There we go. Cardi B.
It's a good song.
It's a better song as a rap song.
Yeah.
Way better song.
The music video is fire.
Oh, I think John's into rap.
Well,
it's a great song.
I happen to hear rap about like once a week. You understand that?
Oh, you happen to hear rap?
Yeah, about once a week.
I see.
John listens to rap.
Every Monday
night.
He
happens to cycles through the radio going, what's on here today?
No, it's Kit Kat. They got some Kit Kat stuff going on.
Oh, that's true. Kit Kat.
Yeah,
he
listens to rap.
The 80s and 90s. Because,
but the rap is good for strip song music.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You listen to rap while you eat Kit Kats.
No.
And you strip in front of the mirror.
Where you watch
And then you play poker.
No one wants to see me strip, trust me. I got a belly that's going to hang over. I'm not even going to see my feet for the next 10 years.
Know what?
I have not laughed so hard on the show in a long time.
All the years I've been in a hotel room with you, I'm really glad I never saw that.
I can't believe you said the things you said while we were on the break. That's horrible.
Hey,
shout out to Damien's family.
There you go.
Thanks, family. I'm really glad none of you listen to my show.
Not anymore. not anymore.
Oh, my belly. You know, I put my cup on my belly when I watch TV.
This is bad. This is good. Do we want to fill these postcards out tonight on the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that segment on Jimmy Fallon
Where he does the thank you notes.
Yes, I see it all. Yeah, I do.
That's one of the best segments, I think.
I agree.
It's great.
It's so good.
Yeah. It is pretty good. It is very good. It's very current.
Thank you, Barack Obama.
He doesn't. You know, it's not him. He has a lot of good writers.
He has. He actually does, obviously.
Helps.
He helps. He's a good comedian. But
there's a shitload of writers on
his team of writers, and John Oliver's team of writers are fucking great. Even Stephen Colbert's not bad.
And Ted Lasso's team of writers.
That's a good show.
That's an incredible show.
Yeah.
That whole scene, if anyone's never seen the show, go watch the show. But
I finished the second season.
The whole scene in the first season where he's playing darts.
Yeah.
That's such a great scene.
You see the second season yet?
Not yet, no.
It's even better.
Okay.
How about the beer they drink on that show?
That's good.
How about all the beer they drink on that show?
I don't notice that.
You know what I had for a beer? They'll say this. So last week on Friday, you were there.
It was a good try.
We went.
I give you props.
We went to Brothers Cascade, and it had a fresh hop.
You always miss the
Friday.
You always miss the It's Cascadia.
Cascadia, right. Brothers Cascadia.
Right. Because it's a regional thing.
You're right.
It's a whole.
But they had a Firkin.
We know.
Right? And a Firkin is fresh hop IPA.
What?
So I go in there and go, this is great. So we're walking there, and I said, give me two of those. And the first thing the guy said was like,
we're out.
You want to taste it first?
No.
I always go like, that doesn't sound good. I said, no. And I got him. And you know why? It reminded me of England. See, people aren't used to Firkins. It's a little bit warmer and it's way flatter. But see, that's what you get in England.
Yeah.
And so
That's how you should drink beer.
Yeah. Yep. I'm drinking that going like, I feel like I'm in England.
Well, that's how you should drink some certain styles
certain
of beer.
I agree. Yeah.
If it's
ones,
meant to be that way.
And right. It's their style. It's not everyone's style.
Munich beers are like that. Yeah. Munich beer should be
European stuff. But that's why they were, I think, had a lot of people sort of go like, this is a little flat. And it's like, that's the point, dude.
You want to get
cask.
There's a reason why you want to get that.
Here's the funny thing is,
the carbonation is hand pumped into it.
I was worried they had a lot of negative responses on that or something, right? So I went and checked the check-ins. It wasn't that many because they just opened it. And all the check-ins were glowing.
You should have tried it.
He did.
Try it. I had two pints of it.
That's great.
You were there sitting next to me.
Oh, at Brothers Cascadia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where the hell were you?
I was.
You were drinking before you got there, were you?
Of course.
You were?
A little bit.
That's right. I work late, so I can't begin drinking until I get to those places.
I mean, I had a little pregame.
Well, there's no pregame for me. It's called after work game.
Yes.
Brothers.
Yeah.
I love that.
I had
Firkin Fresh Hop.
I think that's amazing.
I'm sure it did go.
Was
well,
that before or after a Thirsty Sasquatch?
Jesus Christ!
Apparently,
it was after you were hammered. It has to be before because they close at 10. Thirsty Sasquatch closes at 12.
Okay.
And we always close out there.
You always close out Thirsty.
Yeah, Thirsty because it's got the hard alcohol and stuff, and we get the women going on the hard alcohol.
What'd you get? What'd you get?
Where
at Thirsty?
At Thirsty, I got beer.
Did you? Okay.
I got a green spot at Thirsty Sasquatch, and I'm still not too clear.
What do you mean?
You know what I had at Thirsty, though? I had Old Town Pauly's. They had red.
Here it is.
Oh. I love that beer.
Greens?
They do a good job. They made it a long time. I love that beer.
Green Spot was a single pot still Irish whiskey.
Very
triple
good one.
Distilled Irish whiskey. And it was fantastic.
It was very
you
good.
Told me to get the Dead Rabbit, but they didn't have it.
They didn't have it.
And this is what they gave me instead.
Right. And that's good. That's a
it
good
was fantastic
change up there. So that was definitely,
I agree.
Yeah.
I went to a bunch of places. I hit up Ghost Runners last week.
That is a big place, and they look like they're doing more stuff. They're doing a build out there.
If that's the case, then I would hope that they come out with some new beers sometime soon.
They're doing that too. I also went to Level 3.0, their new location. I went to their soft opening.
We're going
to
talk about that.
And in fact, we had been reporting that they were already open. I guess they weren't, or they were only opening in like very limited capacity because I stumbled in on their soft open.
Yeah, so they...
And I got to see Cameron Brown.
Oh, Cammy Cam. How's Cam?
Oh, Cameron Brown, he knows what's going down.
Does he need to come on the show?
He is going to be probably on the show because we're going to be in there in the next week or two. I just talked to Steven Weber, their taproom manager,
sweet.
And we are slated to be in that place very soon.
That's very soon, like...
Next week?
Next week, dude.
Next
Come
week.
On, Monday.
Next week's Halloween
you know,
week.
It doesn't take that many yeses.
Next week's Halloween week because we
right.
can't.
Well, I just reached out to them. I'm waiting to hear back.
Okay.
There we go.
So this is this actually is the Inner Northeast Buckman Kearns neighborhood.
Yes. We're close to here even.
Right, yeah.
And even closer to Voodoo Donuts.
Hey, yo, baby.
Like one block from Voodoo Donuts.
Yeah, that's
baby.
True.
So this is the 80s and 90s inspired callback to the pop culture touchstones. And as far as it's got lots of pinball machines.
Oh, I love pinball.
Actually, you know what? It's a short walk here from Culmination Brewing.
Yes, it is. It's a very short
right
walk.
Right down I-84 there, people. 27 draft lines and soon one cask beer.
27 at 27. Level?
Yeah.
They're not all theirs, is it?
I'm not sure. Probably
they
not.
Can't. They
no.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So it's a real
so here, no, the
I'm
place is
about half and half.
So the tap... has three taps for cider and one for seltzer, one for kombucha and
five,
root beer.
Six.
Yeah.
And there's how many total?
27.
So it'd be 21. So they probably have 12 or 13 or 14 themselves and have, you know, five, seven to other people. So
yeah.
That's pretty cool to have other people.
Check this out. Level Beer, they decided, so Level Beer co-owner Jeff Phillips also owned the obviously dearly departed downtown establishment known as
Bailey's.
Tap.
Yeah, Jeff's
well,
great.
He repurposed some elements from the bar.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And the tables and chairs from Bailey's are now in the new Level space.
That's true. And you know the back table over by the bathrooms, just
yeah.
beyond the bathrooms? It was in the shape of an L.
Yeah.
That is actually sitting up above
yeah,
it's their
new
the seating area.
For Level.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm actually really excited that they did that. So big pros to Level and their new space.
Yeah, Cameron pointed that out. Thank you guys so much for bringing a little of that hometown spirit yeah. to the new spot. That is amazing.
Do you
want to
hear what's? Well, you want to hear what some of the things that are in there? There's two big tabletop games. So we got Pong and Pac-Man.
I'm aware. I was sitting right next to them.
Then you got the pinball. You got Ghostbusters, Terminator 2, Sopranos. You got Big Buck Hunter Reloaded. And the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, and you can see all of those in my most recent Instagram post.
Nacho House. There's a food truck.
Yeah, it
oh,
was great.
I love Nacho House.
It was great.
Mondays they're open from 12 to 9, so we definitely should go over there.
They did a fantastic job. I had a burrito that was so good. Oh, my
nice.
God. I brought it home.
And stuck it in your pocket for night.
I didn't. I ate the whole damn thing.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't wait.
Pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a soundbite. Can you make that a soundbite? Burrito in my pocket.
Burrito in my pocket. Yeah, I can.
No, that would be a female saying that.
Burrito in my pocket.
I don't know that many females that put burritos in their pockets.
John's going with a slur.
Yeah, someone else's pocket, her other pocket.
Grand Canyon?
Yeah, there we go. Hey, you know what I just hit? I hit the over.
The over what?
Hello.
The over was 58. It's at 65 points.
Hello.
Oh, we're talking sports ball again.
Yeah, I don't, you know, there's only about 1,000 more people per person that does the sports over the beer thing. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're special.
I'm relative a little bit.
What should we get for second beers?
Oh, that is a fantastic question.
I think I might go with the Multnomah.
Ooh.
Yes, I had that, and then you have the XYZ, which is an Aquavit one.
I might have the Multnomah and add this a taste of home in it.
Oh, baby,
that was good. I might go with the Hop Log.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah. I might have to get you a little glass of the. I'll be a little bottle to taste of home. Take it home,
that'd please. Yeah, that was delicious.
Taste of home.
What else did you bring?
Yeah, what do you got in there, John?
So I have two more things. I have. Remember, I've been bringing a lot of these casks that are waxy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? I brought their mainstay.
Ooh.
All right. While he's grabbing that, I'm going to tell you guys about...
Would you want to just go back and forth on the things?
Belmont Station. I had the Kings and Daughters Paradox on draft. Even better than it was in
super
the can.
Super soft?
Yeah. Super soft IPA.
Soft?
Yep. That was that soft IPA.
I love super soft.
And I hung out at Bridgetown and saw our old friend Dave Flores.
Who's Dave?
Yeah. Dave's doing great. So Culmination is actually going to be doing their 13th anniversary beer coming up here in January. They're celebrating 13 years here in Portland. Thirsty Sasquatch, we already talked about it. I went in there and had the green spots.
Apparently you don't remember all of that.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, that was a crazy friggin' night, John. And
you remember what table we were at?
No.
What table in the back. Number?
69.
Yeah, he remembers.
Right, I remember
right
that.
Back there, right back there on the left.
Yeah.
That's John's table.
Yeah, we figured that out real quick. And and oh, my God.
The minute I got there and sat up on top of it.
You were just crowing about table 69. And we went, Bronwyn and I took her and my Uncle Tommy to Von Ebert, and we had a great time out at Glendovier.
Oh, yeah. The golf course.
Yeah.
Did you shoot a little bit, a little putting green?
No.
Throw your balls around?
No balls. Play golf before? No putts. Yeah, I've played golf. It's boring as hell. I like putt-putt.
Here's what I will tell you.
Golf is stupid.
I feel
you gotta be kidding me.
I'm not. I just don't. I don't know. It's a lot of walking around, and it's boring.
Buffalo just took the kickoff back for a touchdown.
I almost muted it.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
That's I was born there. Fuck yes, Buffalo.
There's a flag. Oh, my God. There's a block in the back.
All right.
It's not going to count.
I will get excited about Buffalo's scoring.
Okay, now here's what I'm going to say is what we need to do is it's not that hard. It's really not. It'll be fun. It'll be the best.
It can be hard sometimes.
Well, that's what she said. But here's what I'm going to think. All you need is two clubs. We're going to take two clubs each.
Three.
No, shh.
You need a putter,
you don't even
know what I'm talking about. And a hybrid.
No, listen.
Okay.
We're going to go take two clubs each. It's a sand wedge.
Oh.
And a putter.
Edgefield.
And we're going to do Edgefield.
Yeah, I could do that.
Where they give you, you can drink.
A sandwich and a putter?
Yeah. And you'll be happy.
Yeah.
And you
brew happy.
Sand wedge.
A sand wedge?
Or a pitching wedge.
Or a pitching wedge, one of them.
But you don't need to go far. There's not more than like 150 yards.
No. You just talked
it's
me
par
into
threes.
This with a sandwich and a.
You
can putter.
We'll bring sandwiches.
We'll bring a sandwich to you with your sandwich. You know what's so great about it?
I swear to God,
you'll
have the best time if it's just the three. It's just the three of us.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I have.
Yeah. You have extra clubs.
I have extra clubs.
Yeah.
So I have.
I swear to God, you'll have the best time.
Do you have left-handed clubs?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not left-handed.
Yes, I'm left-handed. I've been left-handed my whole life.
You ever see him draw right as he starts to write with his left hand?
So the difference is you don't necessarily
he's
have to.
He's been 10 years. He's never known.
You're left-handed.
No. You don't have to. You don't have to draw. Even because you're right left-handed doesn't mean you have to bat or swing.
Here's what I will tell you, though.
I'm just comfortable.
Now, here's what I will tell you. I'm right-handed.
And I've already played that way.
I'm right-handed, but I shoot pool left-handed.
I do, too. And I
it's
do.
So much easier.
I can switch back and forth with pool.
I also do archery.
I can't do it the other way
and shooting
around.
Guns left-handed.
I can do
it. No, I shoot right-handed
I
with
shoot
archery.
Lefty, yeah. Those things I do lefty for some.
I have to.
I do the other way.
I can't. It's weird. I can't get my arm back far enough.
So scissors and firearms are the only thing I can do equally as good and with both hands.
I've never tried it, to be honest, but I know that it would be awkward.
All right. But I have extra right-handed clubs. But
there's other things that I
you
can do ambidextrously. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a great set of clubs. I just got them re-gripped.
Really?
Yeah, back in July.
Wow.
I got them re-gripped, and I bought a brand-new putter.
Wow.
Mostly new.
Yeah,
used,
I know. It's close enough.
But yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, that's fantastic.
It's really great.
We should go golfing.
I'm down. I usually have Mondays off.
You
I'll send the kid to daycare.
You guys want
to
talk about your putts or you want to?
Talk about my balls? Listen, here's the thing. I'm just saying, if you want to have a really good time, it won't be boring because it'll be the three of us at Edgefield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With whiskey or whatever
you know,
beer
so
you want.
I love
it'll
about
be the
that.
Best thing.
It's
I'm okay with that.
I love the hills.
Yeah.
They're really great. Their course is super easy.
Yeah, I love hill. Well,
even if you've never done it, it's super easy.
You have to be able to get loft.
The last time I was on a golf course, I wound up in a water hazard in a Pontiac.
There's none of that. Well, that's impossible.
No.
Not for Davian.
Not in Edgefield, though.
Not at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's the problem.
Jesus Christ. There's no golfing at 3. So here's what we got for
another. Maybe we need to get you into a treatment center.
There we go.
I need more beer.
That was over 20 years ago.
Your freaking scotch over there. How much you like to drink the.
It was good.
So this is Kleinisch. This is their stock product that they make, and they blend barrels together.
I need more cups.
For their
I'll get them.
This is the waxy thing. This is
let me smell it real quick.
Yeah, this is the one that, you know, I do a lot of the single cast. This is their mainstay. You know what they make? All their whiskey they make to blend for the 14.
I get it.
With the Johnny Walker.
I'm bringing the Glenlivet next week.
They contributed to Johnny Walker, but this is their only bottle that they
sell consistently.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I did.
The like Caribbean rum.
Caribbean rum. I love rum whiskeys.
That smells really good, though. That smells less. Yeah, it's waxy, not peaty.
No, yeah, well, yeah. That's why I'm saying. And that one's not peaty either.
No, this one's really good. This tastes really good. Hold on, I'm gonna drink some more of this.
Because it tastes like cinnamon rolls. Or
my wife's making pumpkin loaf.
Oh.
We're gonna take a break.
And you know what? I'm winning all my bets. Tennessee's winning this game. They stop it at 4-1. Yeah.
Well,
we're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna get another beer. We're gonna come back with some news.
I'm winning the bets. All of them.
There are a lot of things going on in the brewery.
That's why we gotta go take a break.
There's some releases.
We're gonna talk about it. Don't get to it. Yeah. Just talk.
Okay. Just talk. There's three of them.
Take a break.
Okay.
Just gotta take a break. I got more. I have more music, by the way.
More music.
Oh, is that from Cardi B?
No, it's not from Cardi B.
No more music from Cardi B.
Not tonight, anyway. I can't believe I played that song.
I love that song.
With Funhouse Brews, and you are listening to the Brew Happy Podcast.
I'm John Paul from Paul Cigars. Everyone knows I think craft beer is awesome, but so is my huge selection of cigars. You can get all your favorite tobacco products at any one of my conveniently placed locations in Beaverton, East Vancouver, and my headquarters store on Jansen Beach. Our wide selection of helpful staff will make your visit so very satisfying. You might even want to have a beer to celebrate. So come on in and check us out. For more information, contact us at paulcigars.net.
Hi, this is the Green Goddess of Portland, here to bring interior wilding to your space. Offering local consultations, weekly plant care, pest solutions, rare plant curation and sales, this houseplant hobby has cultivated a worthy collection backed by knowledge and experience. And now I want to help you make your business beautiful. Contact Bronwyn, the Green Goddess, at greengoddessbotanic@gmail.com and Green Goddess Botanic on Instagram.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilty.
And I'm Travis Priest.
We're with Gorgeous Beer.
And you are enjoying the Brew Happy Show.
John, I need more beer.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the beer.
I got the Multnomah County sitting here, and I poured a little bit of a taste of home in it.
Yeah.
It's good.
So the MCS is very, very popular in Washington.
The Multnomah County Stout.
Pretty much year-round.
It's solid.
You Washingtonians love the dessert beer. You love the dark beer, yeah. And I am a big fan of that. I'm going to keep bringing it.
Yeah.
Up there.
But I told you.
We just ran out of the MCS, though. I only have a few cases left.
So, A Taste of Home, mm-hmm. The whiskey they brought, I had just a little bit left. You're going to have to get some in order for me to explain how good it is.
Okay,
it's good.
Okay.
Just a little bit of cinnamon and.
He's working on it.
No, he's working on that.
Oh.
He's working on the peaty.
Taste of.
Creels and Harpers.
Oh,
maple syrup,
I'm behind,
pancakes.
I'm behind. I got to get another one.
Hold
Mega
on.
Pete.
This
Mega Pete.
Mega Pete. This
Mega
is
Pete.
Maple syrup pancakes, lemon toffee, and custard Danish, but mainly Creels and Harbors is grilled prawns and fish. With
I just got last week.
Lightning beach bonfires. Hey, listen, this is Petey as all hell.
It's crazy. Petey as all hell. And it's from Bunahabba, of course. It's always from Bunahabba. It's only 7 years old, so it retains the peat.
So it's solid.
Yeah, so I think our bartender needs the peat.
Yeah. Kyle might need a little break after he gets done with fucking John. There he goes.
Well,
he's on the job. Sorry, Tom.
You're allowed to have a certain amount of ounceage
every hour.
And yeah.
It's about the percentage of the alcohol you drink
and stuff. Yeah. And he's been like putting stuff off the side. John doesn't know that, but
yeah, we won't tell him. He'll hear it. He'll never hear this.
Yeah. Yeah, he wandered off to try to feed him more whiskey, but
he doesn't. He listen. To
Kyle's actually really good at his job.
He doesn't listen to this show.
Yeah,
he should.
He should.
He probably should understand the things that come out of his mouth sometimes.
That they make it onto the show.
Get him in trouble.
No, they don't.
The things you edit out. Yeah, it's horrible.
No.
Hey, speaking of things you edit out,
what?
Don't just keep all the good stuff from tonight.
Oh yeah,
it's bad.
You know I will.
It's been fun.
I mean,
there's John. John's doing his make money dance. Do your money dance.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
That's the money dance?
That's how he got Sue.
It also adjusts my back.
Wow. Okay.
I can pop my back and do the money dance.
He puts his vertebrae back
that's,
in the
place.
I did four of those last week at the Kit Kat Club.
That's the dance that got you married, huh?
No, it's the dance that gets me the money.
Oh, okay.
So I'm fearless. When we get all in, I'm proud to show my cards. I'm always proud.
He lays them down and steps away.
I
lays
them down, and the other people hide them because they're afraid, and I'm going, I'm not afraid. And when I hit it, I do my little dance.
You make a little love.
Yeah.
And he gets down tonight.
Yeah.
Or whatever night it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, guess what?
That's one way to do it.
Next week, guess what?
What?
Next week is guess what?
Halloween week.
Ah, baby!
Oh, we got candy, and we've been eating a lot of it.
Next week, we are going to be doing our annual Halloween show because the following Monday after that is November the 1st, and it's no longer Halloween.
I don't know why.
It's All Saints Day, and that means fucking nothing to us.
I don't know. I'm a saint. I was named after a saint.
The bad saint, though.
My name is...
Bad saint? There was two Saint Damians.
Wait, he's a Ryan saint?
Yeah.
Means
little king.
I'm a mathematician.
I didn't say Napoleon. I said little king.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, so next week we're going to be doing our spooktacular Halloween show. Where is it? It's
spooktacular.
So we have to wear face makeup this time, is what you're saying.
Do I have to? Wait,
yes. We don't have to go on costume.
Make it? Makeup required? We could just pretend that nobody's going to know.
We don't have to go in costume.
No, I want the face
we
makeup.
We can.
I think we should. We've done every show in a costume.
Oh, we should.
That's what I'm
thinking.
This is
for a picture. All right. Bramble would have to come, though. Is she working next weekend? Next Monday?
I'm going to find out.
Find out. If she can, that'd be great.
That'd be great to have her.
Meteor manager.
I'd love to.
Just
especially
real quickly,
especially if we go to
she
level.
Ain't coming next Monday, dudes.
Why?
Because she's going to be a James frickin' Taylor.
Oh. That's right.
With my wifey.
Oh. Well, that'll be fun.
That's right. And she got off for that, so.
Oh, boy, she's going to get more.
Never mind.
Yeah. I know she got off for the James Taylor. I just didn't realize it lined up with that day.
Well, here's all I'll tell you. Then you have unrestricted amount of access to the world because you don't have to worry about someone holding your hand later.
Yeah. And the kitty cat. We're going to just go to the Humane Society.
Are John,
meow.
Ryan, and Damien, myself,
kitty cat.
Unattached?
Kitty cat.
For that night?
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least two of the three. I still have to go home at some point and go to work tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean we still can't go have fun. Yeah. Especially if a level. It's right down the road.
Sounds like you need to plan more.
It's on the way home.
I can make it happen.
We do all the shows at the at Culmination now, so it's really close.
Yes, true. And we can probably do shows at level if we behave ourselves the first time.
Well, do we have to?
Hey, did you see the new set photos from Rob Zombie's remake of The Munsters?
No.
There's a couple of photos that released of the main characters.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually really excited. I'm really excited for Rob Zombie's Munsters.
All right.
I'm just saying.
I didn't know that was even happening.
I'm so fucking
excited. I'm just beside myself that I didn't
How
hear
do you
anything
not
about
in,
this.
In the world of movies and
yeah
things.
I have so many people on my friends list that are like basically they're Halloween people year round.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know how they haven't put that on my feed somehow.
Let's talk about some something good.
Yeah, there's a lot of news.
You want me to go first?
There's some stuff about Ecliptic, Double Mountain, and Shiner.
Nice.
That's
what I had. Are any of those lining up with what you got?
Yeah, that's Creepy John from 5 years ago.
Yeah. Don't show people that. We're not showing people pictures of... Oh, no. That was a really bad makeup job. But could you send that to me?
Oh, there's Sue.
Yeah.
You should send that to me. Not that one.
Not that one.
Just the one of you.
That's the one of you.
Probably not.
Okay, so
the one that you
I don't
know.
Have a lot of the same things that you have. I do have the ecliptic one.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have the other one. So I'm going to go down what I have and then you'll okay. fill in. Double Mountain Brewery is fa-la-la-la-la winter ale. Hey, it's dropping, baby. That's right. It's the time to turn back the clocks, get a little warm, bundle up, and enjoy the holiday spirit.
It's actually fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
There's only four laws.
Yeah, I know they do that, and they do that when they. But when you go to the bar and order it, you have to say the whole thing.
It's kind of like Starbucks. Double Mountain brings back the ode to.
That was a good Halloween.
That was a good Halloween. Yeah. Bag full of Centennial hops and delicious citrus resonate with this particular delicious beer, and it's full of the ho ho hos. It's a 7.5% ABV, 85 IBUs. And it's delicious. Get yourself a nice fa-la-la-la winter ale from Double Mountain Brewery. Yeah, that's a good trip.
He's in the middle of that.
Right, of course he is.
Look at that. You're in the middle of that.
We'll talk about that in a second. We'll talk about that in a second. Hey, Different Smokes brings 20-plus smoked beers and cocktails to Silver Moon Brewing. These are some of these friends over like Ale Apothecary, Ben Brewing, Boneyard, Boss Rambler, Crux, Deschutes, McMiniman's, Mecha Grade, and some others to boot. Different Smoke celebrates a wide range of beers made with smoke malt or smoke ingredients. Cocktails and featuring smoky or peating spirits, hey, there you go, such as Isla, Scotch, or Mezcal. Hey, well, this is all about John's. So this is happening Saturday, November 13th from 2 to 8 at Silver Moon Brewing, which is down in Bend. Admission includes 5 drink tickets for samples of full glasses, full glass pours with require 2 tickets. If you guys want to get in and enjoy some of this delicious beer, it's all about the smoke. Different Smokes is a celebration of the end of our extreme wildfire season as they show the gratitude to the firefighters.
No more course, fire.
A portion of the proceeds will go benefit Oregon Volunteer Firefighters Association. So check out, go to bendticket.com/go/different smokes. $20 for online, $30 optional, the drinks, tickets, $25 at the door. Go check it out at facebook.com/different smokes. Actually, that sounds like a really fun event with over 20 smoke-infused beers, cocktails, and foods. Saturday, November 13th. That sounds like a lot of fun. We should go.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Bend, November 13th. Can we do it? Can we make it happen? Write it down. Make it happen. Elysian Brewing returns with Pumpkin Variety Pack and Scary Good Beer Delivery in Seattle. Hey, there you go. With fresh hop and Oktoberfest beers waning down, pumpkin beers are now on the radar. One brewery that always produces and releases great gourd-infused beers is Elysian, and that's no different with Night Owl, Punkuccino, The Great Pumpkin, and Dark O' the Moon. If you haven't had any of those hits, go check them out at the Georgetown Morgue, Seattle's premier haunted house, where they'll be showing up some of the Elysian beers as you get some scares and some beers on. Of course, these are some delicious beers, and if you want to know more, go to elysianbrewing.com/scarygooddelivery. And those delivery services are from October 14th to the 22nd and take place on Wednesday the 27th and Thursday the 28th. Go get yourself some beer, get some scares, have some fun, enjoy October. Winners of the Great American Beer Festival 2021 Fresh Hop Beer Competition have been announced. And the following is as such in the Fresh Hop category. There are 98 winners. Energy Cone, Single Hill Brewing in Yakima, Washington. Silver, Fresh Hop, Green Battles went to Pint House Pizza in North Austin, Texas. And Bronze went to Seems So Long Since We've Talked in the Moonlight from Burke Gillum Brewing Company in Seattle, Washington.
Who won gold again?
Energy Cone and Single Hill Brewing Company in Yakima.
Really?
Yeah, Fresh Hop category winner.
Who's second?
Fresh Hop Green Battles at a Pint House Pizza, North Austin, Texas.
And the third was again was?
We Walked in the Moonlight, Seems so long since we walked the moonlight. Burke Gillum Brewing in Seattle.
It's amazing Austin to get a fresh hop in
That's
there.
That's really great. And a silver.
Well, they must have flew it in by a jet.
Yeah. These were just announced, and a big congratulations to two out of three Washington beers. That's a pretty cool thing. I really like the fact that where's my post, Bill?
Prost.
Yeah.
Prost. Before we go to the other two things that Damien has, we want to talk about Whiskey Wednesday.
Whiskey Wednesday?
It should be Whiskey Mondays.
Whiskey Wednesday is produced by BrewPublic.com. This was back on the 13th, so we're behind, but we're going to talk about Whiskey Wednesday, and this one
it kind of lines up because the show usually gets posted on Wednesdays by now.
Wicked Pickle Whiskey. If you haven't heard of this, of a pickleback shot, Holiday Distillery brings back the together of flavors of the Wicked Pickle, all packaged in one convenient bottle. The popular whiskey shot, accompanied by a pickleback, has been around for decades and gained momentum about 15 years ago, which, by the way, if you've never had a pickleback or a Mendoza, which is a tequila with pickle.
You're talking to a guy who has three jars of pickle juice in his fridge.
He filled out his card. Great. Congratulations. A few years ago, Holiday Distillery decided to bring the flavor of whiskey and pickle brine together, and Wicked Pickle is on the radar. John, what do you think? You have some Wicked Pickle?
No, I hate pickle beer. I hate that freaking stuff.
It's a whiskey, though.
I like it.
It's a whiskey, though.
It doesn't matter. If it's got pickles in it, it's not legal.
It's spicy pickles, though.
Spicy. Well, okay. Well, you know what? It's one of those things. Let me try it, and I'll tell you what I think.
I got pickle news.
That's what I seen this guy last week saying.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got pickle news. Shiner released a juicy dill pickle
straight shooter.
Yeah.
It's a seltzer.
Yeah.
I bet it's delicious.
Fucking crazy. I got to try it.
Get some. Bring it on the show.
Yeah.
Got to try it first.
Hey, speaking of things that are delicious, Ecliptic Brewing celebrates 8th Orbit with new Italian-style Pilsner. 8th Orbit.
Yeah. I had that on my list, too. That's great. Italian-style Pilsner. They're coming back into popularity.
It's really great.
We need to have more of them. They're great.
Speaking of good Pilsners, we should probably go talk to Sasquatch again soon.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing says Pilsner's like ones that get canceled.
Oh.
It's a good story, though.
Yeah?
If you don't know what we're talking about, go back a season or two. It's good stuff.
Okay.
We should go to Sasquatch anyway, though.
Yeah, definitely.
See, the new West Sider. I bet they got some good fall stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Yeah, we should do it.
That's a great brewery.
Reach out to Ryan.
Yeah.
Make that happen. I bet he'd love to have us on.
Yeah.
What else you got? What else happened?
That was it. Those you took all of them.
I took a lot of them. I didn't take all of them.
Yeah, no, you got them. The Shiner thing and the Ecliptic thing. The level locations. They're still doing the one at the airport.
John is. What is he doing? All the postcards.
Yeah, he's. Yeah. You got to draw. You have to write something
for all
to
of
each
you guys.
Patreon member.
Well,
this is what we've been doing.
This
is what we've been doing this whole show. Here's, is writing greetings for our Patreon.
Now, I
members.
Thought we were all getting one.
No, we get like 47 cards each of us.
So we're all filling out together the same cards. Like each of us is on one card.
Well, all three of us are contributing to every Patreon member's card.
And John's just saying, I like that juicy booty.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah, I got some juicy booty for you.
Hey, I'm going to keep drinking my Multnomah County stuff.
Read my juicy booty right there. You got to know what this backside says for you to understand that says.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Right. So, you know, it's a reference to the front of the card.
Right. And I hopefully I left you enough room.
I can make it happen. My handwriting is pretty pretty
legible.
Yeah. I just need the space on the right to put their address and stamp.
Compared to Mr. Chicken Scratch over here.
You can read mine, right?
Yeah, I can read yours.
You can read
mine. I have excellent penmanship.
It's not bad. Mine's best, though.
All right, I've been drinking.
It might be best. At least you can read mine. That's all that matters.
We've all been drinking. Here's what I would tell you. Mine's better than my wife's. Holy shit.
Holy smoking. So you're saying you fill out all the important forms.
Yeah. She should have been a doctor.
No. That's being called OBs.
She does not have the aptitude for that shit. Now, she's smart, but she just couldn't do it. She can't do blood. Our daughter has fallen down and, like, punctured the bottom lip with her teeth.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Bleeds, and she was like, I got to walk away or I'm going to vomit.
Yeah.
She's a queasy.
Yeah,
stomach.
I found out when it's I became bad. An EMT that small amounts of blood, no problem. Once somebody is...
It's squirting. It's pumping out. It's squirting out.
Vomiting.
Like
it's really boom, when the internal boom. Organs, the smell of the internal organs bad. Smell really bad.
It's bad.
So...
Yeah.
I had been on the
not
job
so
for like 7 months before I lost my lunch.
That's so great.
Yeah, that was my welcome to Portland.
Only 7 months? Wow.
Yep. Aren't you lucky?
Aren't you lucky? Hey, do
you see what the Broadwin posted back?
Oh, she says I look so handsome
you
in that picture that you sent
that
her
picture.
Of me from like 8 years ago.
Yeah, which means nothing
the right. Look at Damien's in the middle with that green shirt.
Oh,
that
was the very first Brew Happy shirt released.
I'll tell
that
you look at least.
Yeah, look at her on that left or right side there.
You look at least 40 pounds heavier than you do now.
Thanks.
No, I'm saying you look good now.
Thanks.
Right. You don't look great.
No, you're slimming down.
But you
trim
did,
it up.
You looked a lot heavier then.
Yeah, well, I might have been drinking a little more. Hey, whoa,
look at
shit,
you,
dude.
And you look way more like Jesus.
All
look
right.
at the hair.
If you had to choose, would you really have not?
Think,
I mean,
do you want to look like? Oh, look! There's Amy right there. That's Amy right there next to you.
Is it time to end the show?
Amy, that's the bartender we see here every week. That's awesome. Oh, it's Bacon Dan right there with the little Chucky doll.
She does know me.
Yeah, of course she knows
does.
You.
She knows me now.
She's looking at your crotch.
She knows me now. I'm John's son in her eyes.
You know what? You could be, dude.
You could be.
We only have
How old's Jordan?
27.
See, I'm 35.
I'm 63.
It's possible.
Possible.
My
wow.
dad's 61.
30. I could be 28. Be your kid. Your father. Yeah, 28 when I had you.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No problem.
My dad was 26.
Wait, I'm older than your dad.
Yeah, by a couple years.
Yeah. Look at that.
So yeah, you could be my dad.
Where's your dad? Shouldn't he be out there partying with us?
No, he has Parkinson's. He can't go out and do things.
Oh, that sucks.
You know what the problem is? He stopped.
That
you gotta,
sucks.
I know it sucks.
I know. Trust me, it's okay. It's
Why
only
are
been,
you laughing?
It's only been 10 years of me being on the show for almost all of them. I swear to God, I thought you already knew this. Did you not know this?
I know it. I'm just confused why you're laughing.
Because the fact you're like, he should come out with us. I'm like, no, do you ever see a Parkinson's person try and hold a glass?
No. We would feed him the whiskey through a straw. He would be fine. Yeah. And then we would put, we'd put?
He would not be fine, I
saw Marty
you.
McFly try to do
no,
30
no, listen,
Rock. I mean,
listen, we get him a headband.
Not, no, he'd
no,
be
listen,
bad. He'd
we'd
bad.
Get him a headband.
I'll ask him. Hold on,
We put $1 bills in it, and we roll them up to the stage at Kit Kat.
I am editing.
One of these days, I'm going to get him on the phone.
I'm going to have
like,
to edit this
wouldn't
whole
that be great?
Back half.
Roll him up with one sticking out of his headband?
He wouldn't mind going to a strip club, but
he couldn't put
alcohol down.
I could have. He
can't.
He could drink ginger ale with lime.
He could.
Yeah, I drink it all the time.
He'd happily go to a strip club, though.
I'm king of ginger ale with lime.
Shakily throw a dollar bill. That'd be great.
Yeah, I know.
So, like,
or $2 bills would be better.
Yeah.
Yes.
More for
twos,
his money.
Twos. They think it's just the greatest thing ever.
Right.
And so they save them. They don't even spend them.
Just so you guys know, 3 minutes of audio that I can't use takes me about 15 minutes to sift through.
Oh, so
you can use this.
So
what's
we
wrong?
Need three more
it's
minutes.
It's my dad.
Yeah, it's his
he
dad.
He fucking knows.
You're not even
it's not like it's a new thing.
Yeah, and you're
I
not.
I saw him today, too.
Right, and you're not at the strip club. It's not you. It's Ryan, me, and his dad.
Wow.
Yes.
By the way, he's 6'4".
Oh.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not big, good being tall necessarily.
Right? No, it's not.
Does he need a walker?
No, he's good.
Does he hit his head on everything?
Yeah, he's all good.
My mom died, so I have an extra walker.
It's just one hand doesn't really work.
Oh, which hand?
The right.
Can he work it
with the
left?
Is that the important one?
You bet he can.
Yes! Yeah, there we go. We're going to the strip club next week.
Yeah, baby!
Boom! When's his birthday?
July.
Well, wow. You know what they say, Christmas in July.
Or
July and Christmas.
There you go.
One of those things.
Happy half birthday, Dad.
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, shit.
Definitely going to take me a while to edit this one.
I can't even explain to him who he needs to see.
All right.
All right. So, as always, beer fans, I don't just like you. I love you. And I want to have a beer with you.
Until next week, keep brewing.
You might want to contact me if you want to go out Monday nights, you know, and have fun.
Anytime you're in Portland, get a hold of us. We'd love to treat you to a beer.
Ryan@thebrewhappyshow.com.
Oh, my God.
All right. Oh, keep God. Brewing happy. So cheers.
This production is brought to you by Brew Happy Media, the ultimate brewer's media resource. For more information, go to thebrewhappyshow.com and brewhappypodcasts.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Brew Happy. For more cigar pairings, please check out our sponsor, paulcigars.net. Questions, concerns, advertising, or guest relations, please reach us at brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Remember, brew happy, drink responsibly. Cheers. One thing can be sure, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So all you lads and lasses,
11 o'clock you stop for 5 short seconds. Oh my God. Oh my God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king. And to his praises we shall always sing. Look at what he's done for us.
How my brother was abducted by my brother. Lord, that's Charlie Moss, the man who invented
beer. A barrel of malt and a bushel of hops just turned around with the sea. Oh, that's a whole different story.
How about you, Dad?
That's a whole other branch. His dad and my dad are two different people.
His dad spreading the seed.
Oh, yeah.
That's
John, I need more beer.